You're listening to SBS News.
Staged in Perth and hosted by the Seven Network and the West Australian newspaper, the debate wasn't considered important enough by Seven to air on its main channel. Instead, it was outranked by Seven's long-running soap Home and Away, a reality TV program House Rules, and was consequently pushed to the secondary Seven 2 channel, squeezed between episodes of Bargain Hunt and The Vicar of Dibley. There were no signs either Scott Morrison or Bill Shorten were taking the debate lightly, though, with the pair clashing over a number of issues, including the coalition's deal with Clive Palmer's United Australia Party, climate change, franking credits, and trust. Scott Morrison put his past performance as a minister and prime minister as evidence he can be trusted by the electorate.
Trust is about demonstration of performance. And as a immigration minister, I said I'd stop the boats, and I did. As a social services minister, reduce welfare dependency, and I did. As a treasurer, bring the budget back to surplus, and that's what I did. And importantly, here in Western Australia, I said I'd fix the GST. I promised I would, and I delivered it as a prime minister and legislated. So you can trust those who've got the track record of performance.
Bill Shorten put Labor's policy for an anti-corruption commission at the centre of his plans to rebuild trust in the political process.
It is fair to say that trust in politicians is at an all-time low. And I think all of us share some responsibility for that. The question is, how do we improve people's trust? The big problem I see is that most voters I talk to think that too much of politics is about people and personalities and not enough about the people of Australia. It's too much about the politicians. So what we're going to do is rebuild trust in institutions by establishing a national anti-corruption commission.
Readers of Western Australia's major daily newspaper, The West Australian, nominated questions for the leaders to address, mostly around the themes of Labor's franking credits policy, the economy, tax, border protection, and the party's policy on climate change. The topic of climate change caused friction between the two leaders, with the Prime Minister calling on the opposition leader to outline how much the opposition's policy will cost.
Tell us what the cost of the climate change policies are. I mean, you've got a climate change policy which requires you to achieve 1.3 billion tonnes of emissions reduction over the next 10 years. Now, I don't know what proportion you're proposing to do that by forcing companies to buy foreign carbon credits, but they cost $42 at the moment. They're going up to over 50. So how much of that is going to be done through that process, and what will it cost the economy?
Mr. Shorten responded by admitting Labor's policy will have a cost, but claimed the cost of inaction is far greater.
I can categorically say that if we don't take real action on climate change, that'll be a disaster for our economy. I can categorically guarantee that if we invest in climate change policies and we're fed income, in the future we'll have more jobs, in the future we'll have lower energy prices, and we won't be known as the generation who handed on a worse deal to our kids. I mean, this issue about give us one number, I don't think that's possible to do. What we need to do is understand that if you want to stop polluting the environment, you do have to spend some money.
The two leaders also duelled over the coalition's preference deal with Clive Palmer's United Australia Party. The opposition leader claiming the deal couldn't have been made without Mr. Morrison paying a price.
What debt is Mr. Palmer going to come knocking on the door of the Prime Minister if, in fact, Mr. Palmer rescues the Prime Minister?
We've had six...
You haven't met Clive Palmer, if you believe that.
We'll step in there. What's the deal with Clive Palmer? He's a good Samaritan.
Well, of course not. There are no policy deals when it comes to this arrangement, but I ask you the same...
We're just lucky.
Bill, I'll
ask the unicorn of Liberal politics.
Bill, I'll ask you the same question with the Greens. What is the deal with the Greens? And when the Greens come knocking, how much further will you go?
The leaders were also asked to say something they admired about each other, but spent so little time answering the question that an extra unscheduled question was possible. Of the 48 voters watching the debate in person, 25 said Mr. Shorten won, 12 picked Mr. Morrison, and 11 remained undecided. Before the debate, the Australian Electoral Commission announced that a record 110,000 people had already cast early votes on the first day of pre-polling for the 2019 federal election. Those who haven't voted already will get to see the two leaders clash again in the second leaders' debate on Friday in Brisbane on a pay TV news channel, while Mr. Morrison wants a third debate in prime time at a later date. Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.